Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Catch up on what's going on. This is the DKB program. I know that sounds rather arrogant, but people listen to this program, listen to these stations, they get caught up, and that's a good thing. That's why we're here, at least in part. Friday, the 21st of January. Shall I say it, Jennifer, or not?
Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
Really? Want me to?
Whatever you want. Go ahead.
Really? Well, I forgot that yesterday when I was saying we were two-thirds of the way through the month, the month has 31 days. So actually today, somewhere between yesterday and today is the halfway point where we were at.
So are you saying that you perpetrated fake news yesterday?
No, I was moderately in error. I wouldn't say it was fake news. Mm-hmm. It was a moderate error, slight error in calculation.
Fake news is what I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's rip into what's going on here and figure out who's doing what to whom. The reporter that was hit by a car. Did you see this video?
Yes.
Oh my God, this girl was.
She's a pro.
She was a badass. I mean, she was. I thought at one point she was under the car because she went out of frame and she still had her mic and she was still reporting. Yeah. But you just couldn't see her. You knew she was on the ground. But I was at one point I was like, oh my God, is she pinned under the car and she's still reporting? This is absolutely going to be an SNL skit. Like this is something that like. You know, Kristen Wiig would have been perfect to play her, or maybe Kate McKinnon.
Uh-huh.
It's right. Nuts.
Here we go.
And we can laugh because she's okay, but my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let there be no doubt, this is a tough. Tori Yorgi, reporting roadside from the city of Dunbar, West Virginia, to give viewers at the affiliate the latest on the water main break. We've had them here in Framingham, too. Cold, icy conditions in the... The pipes aren't low enough or deep enough in the ground. That's what happens. So anyway, she was struck by a car. And she said, quote, have we got the video? Have we got the audio? Phil, I don't want to assume that you do or you don't.
Wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first morning on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good.
Listen to that jerk.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so good. I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
Oh, boy.
Even calming down the driver, like, it's all good. Let me finish the shot.
Yeah. I got hit once before. I know. That's what made it SNL for me. Like, oh, this happens all the time.
But the anchor is just like a jerk.
Oh my God. He went viral. Yeah, he went viral because he just had zero reaction.
Right.
And he said it's because he only had audio of her. He couldn't actually see her get hit. So he didn't know what happened. She just sort of went away. She dropped out the audio, and then she came back saying, I got hit by a car.
All right. Well,
it's very small town, like, news. It's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. All right, well, good luck to her. She'll get I guarantee you she gets a better job. She gets a job offer today.
Well, the funny thing is she said it was her last day on that job.
Oh.
It was her, she was like, oh, or last week. She's like, oh, go figure. It's my last week on the job. And so this made...
Oh, I thought she was joking.
I thought
she was going to get fired because she got hit by a car.
So no, I think she's leaving because Hoda Kotb, because this made it onto the Today Show, and Hoda and Savannah were talking about it, and Savannah was like, I really hope that she gets a really good job from this that's dedication.
That's how you make progress in the television business, get run over by a car and survive. Speaking of that, what's going on the Tesla crash that involved the car on autopilot? have been felony.
This is, I think, really an interesting story because I think it's going to be the first of many, right?
Yeah.
Felony charges with an autopilot car? Come on.
Let's go get them.
So what happened in this one?
I mean, how many times have you seen, like, the weird, like, Google crashes. Car that, like, whizzes by you and you're like, there's nobody in that car? Mm-hmm. But, no, this is a story out of California, and there are two counts that have been filed by prosecutors of vehicular manslaughter against the driver, I'll use air quotes, of a Tesla on autopilot who ran a red light, slammed into another car, and killed two people back in 2019. And this is the first time, I think it marks the first time, that the defendant would be a person in one of these autopiloted cars. It's the first time they'd be charged with a felony anyway for a fatal crash involving a motorist who was using a partially automated driving system. So prosecutors filed the charges in October. They came to light just in the past week or so. Kevin George, Aziz Riyad, has pleaded not guilty. He's the driver. He's got a limousine driver service as well. He's free on bail while the case is pending. But they say the misuse of autopilot, which controls the steering, the speed, and the braking, has occurred on numerous occasions, and many investigations are underway right now by two federal agencies, not just one, but two, and the filing of the charges could serve as notice to drivers who are using autopilot that they can't just rely on them to control their vehicles, that they have to still, like, you know, pay attention.
All right. As long as you're in California.
That's going to be the new future, right? I mean, I'm surprised it took this long.
Another California. As California goes, so goes the nation. A fellow got a couple of years in prison for pulling out $150,000 worth of succulents from California parks. First of all, we have to define what a succulent is. And then...
Very big over the last few years.
Yeah, very
succulents?
Popular.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
What are they? Like berries?
They're like a cactus family. Cactus. They're very easy to take care of. They don't require
so that'd be
a
illegal
lot of
big
the
time.
To kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I kill them all the time, but most people don't have, you know, any issues with them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a succulent murderer. but, yeah, they're supposedly easier to take care of and in the cactus
family. They're very
family.
Popular now. They're kind of like pretty cactuses that sort of like... are shaped like flowers, and they have interesting-looking leaves and stuff like that.
I didn't realize they were in, like, public parks, though. They're so small.
Well, they
Is that
are,
where this was? This was in a public park that this guy stole them?
That's why
hello? Is anyone hello?
Yes. Oh, no. I said, uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for Doug to tell the whole story.
Well,
hello?
I was looking at this. Yeah. Well, I get stuck on succulents. They had me at succulent, because usually succulents... refers to something that's, you know, really tasty, some food.
Oh, boy.
Not if there's a succulent, this kind of succulent would be a capital S, probably. That's where I went awry, Victoria, but thank you for bringing that up. Why, what are you saying boy for? What do you mean?
Boy. Because you got stuck on succulents.
I did.
Would you like me to tell the story?
You didn't even tell the whole story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want you
can
to tell
the story. Can we bring this Hindenburg in for a landing, people?
All right.
I mean,
I was trying. I was, like, trying to be polite here, but...
doesn't work. Keep going.
So a man was sentenced to this week for 2 years in federal prison. Now, this is what I think is, like, just ironic, is that especially in California, New York, places where they have, like, a little crazy justice system, you can, like, do a lot of stuff and not ever see 2 years in jail, but 2 years in federal prison because he was trying to illegally export $150,000 of succulents that he pulled out of a park in Northern California. He was a South Korean man. Bungzoo Kim was his name, and he had to pay $3,985 in restitution to the state of California to cover the cost of replanting. And I guess now he has to serve his 2 years in the old federal clink, in the clink he's going to
succulents.
Succulents.
Yeah. I guess he said that they're very valuable to Asian countries, and a lot of smugglers will harvest these plants from the ground and export them back on the black market. Is that interesting?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Succulents.
They pulled up a bunch of plants back in 2018, and I guess they had searched his phone, and in his Google searches, he had poaching succulents as one of his Google searches.
Wow.
So that would have helped authorities make the arrest.
Yeah.
You know,
we narrowed it down to this guy.
All right. So, but succulents, that's a great term. That's all. I was making a reference. It just sounds one of those words when you say it's succulent. It sounds very, it's vivid. Okay. So Next, I guess I'm the only one who felt that way. Moving along, I discovered yesterday that Amazon is building and opening three warehouses within a 4-square-mile area. This is suburban Boston, so apparently there were a lot of Amazon customers, clients here, and they bought one place in a business mall, not a mall, but a business center for $60 million. They tore the building down, which was only 20 years old, and they're putting up a new one. And then they bought a farm down the road from that. They're putting up a building there. And then they took down an old, there was a research laboratory on the same street that looked like a pyramid. And they've torn that down to put up this big plastic, you know, gigantic thing. What's the stop for these people? Now they're opening a clothing store out at the mall in Glendale. Jennifer? So what is these people are out of control, as far as I'm concerned. Every time I see...
Well, a lot of people shop from Amazon. It's the clothing store I read about is the Amazon Style Store, and that's going to have hundreds
of brands. There's an Amazon clothing brand now?
Yeah,
They're making their own clothing.
Yeah.
Where's it made?
Well, it's a bunch of different brands. They do have their own brand. I think it's called Amazon Basics, and it's part of their, like, you know, they do Amazon drops and stuff, and I'm sure it's cheap stuff all made in China.
Whoops.
But this store is going to have actually like hundreds of brands and different apparel and shoes and accessories, and naturally, like with all the high tech stuff that they have with the cashierless stores, it's the same kind of thing. So you can use the app, and then you scan an item, like while you're there, you use the app to scan an item. Yeah, and then you just request that your size be sent to the fitting room, and the algorithm suggests what other items you should.
They have robots deliver the stuff to the fitting room?
It feels like it's very Jetsons-like, but I'm not sure.
I don't know whether it's not American, it's inhumane, whatever
it
is.
Well, but this is an example of, you know, Amazon killed the brick-and-mortar store,
and now
they're bringing it
over.
Right.
30,000 square feet that this first one is going to be.
Good God.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's like Google, the same kind of thing, in terms of different business, but the same kind of thing. All right, food for thought for sure here, 18 after. This is the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with pecking calendrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas.
It's 23 after the hour now. Lots of things going on in the trending department. So in the bullpen, no, not in the bullpen. She's actually on deck, ready to swing her bat. And we'll have a couple of things here that are going to perhaps upset you if you haven't heard them yet, and we'll get to that right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot of interesting music came from this guy. Bat Outta Hell, one of the big recordings, top-selling album, Bat Outta Hell, the title song. He was an actor and a singer. So, Jay, you want to go through some of the things that Meatloaf was most known for?
Yeah, he was Eddie in the 75 film The Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is iconic. Everybody knows the song, whether you like it or you don't like it, you know it. The song I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. He sadly passed away at the age of 74. Cause of death is unknown, but he did pass with his wife by his side.
He was kind of a crazy guy. Rebel without a cause. He had a great sense of humor. I thought he did anyway. Whenever I saw him interviewed, I thought he was quite funny. I thought he was a pretty good actor, and I also liked most of his music. He lived a rather raucous life, and I probably caught up with him. I'm going to guess that, but we'll wait and see what the cause of death is. But anyway.
74, man, that's young. Yeah,
that's so young. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is young.
That's nice of you to acknowledge. Thank you, ladies.
You didn't die. Meatloaf did.
I did, right? Exactly.
It sounded, I don't know about you guys, and again, I don't want to speculate because it's kind of morbid, but it sounded just in the way the family released the statement that it wasn't something that it was that was super surprising, right? Maybe he had been suffering with something.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of suffering, those of you who have tickets for Adele in Las Vegas, it's not going to happen. So it's supposed to start this weekend, wasn't it?
I think it was supposed to start tonight. Yeah.
Tonight.
I think tonight was supposed to be opening night. Yeah. She was really upset to deliver this news.
Yeah.
Well, she's definitely making the right call because she is an artist who cares about her fans and wants to give her fans every penny's worth, give them the best show ever. And if she can't do that, then she doesn't want to. And I commend her for that. I have gone to concerts that should have been postponed or canceled because maybe the lead singer was sick and they thought that they could go on anyway. And it was just awful. And it's a waste of time and money. And I think that Adele is just awesome. Another reason to love her so much.
How do you mean a waste of time and money? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, like, for instance, I went to go see Kings of Leon. The lead singer was sick, and he had a throat infection, and he decided to drink a lot of whiskey to make his throat better, and he ended up just being a sloppy drunk with no voice on stage, and it was awful.
Isn't that exciting? All right, so Adele postponing, not canceling, just postponing the residency. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Mick Miles at CES 2022. Hyundai revealed its plug-and-drive modular platform that enables mobility of traditionally inanimate things from small objects to large community spaces. The leaders of Hyundai Motor and Boston Dynamics presented a shared vision of robotics in both the real world and metaverse. Hyundai also revealed plans for creating an advanced mobility experience with an unlimited mobility of things ecosystem. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
You're just not coming in today? But we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration is regarding Russian escalation in Ukraine as almost a foregone conclusion, it should be noted the Russians are still at the table, and Vladimir Putin may be seeking concessions from the West rather than a military confrontation with their neighbor. The Justice Department on Thursday charged 4 Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy as part of an operation to arrest a dissident Belarusian journalist. The Belarusian opposition on The Guardian said the journalist was coerced to appear in a video broadcast on state TV.
We shouldn't believe any of the words of these people, including Roman Protasevich. Because you have to understand how these words are forced to say.
Prosecutors say the officials fabricated a bomb threat aboard a Ryanair flight carrying the journalist Roman Protasevich last May. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
President Biden continued to divide political parties when addressing the American people on Wednesday. He specifically called out Republican Senator and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fundamental question is, what's Mitch for? Mitch has been very clear. He'd do anything to prevent Biden from being a success. I've had five Republican senators who've told me that they agree with whatever I'm talking about for them to do. But Joe, if I do this, I'm going to defeat him in the primary.
The senator on Fox News with his reply.
Well, my good friend the president got it wrong once again. I helped him pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I supported in the Senate a bill to deal with China and the computer chip shortage. If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business. The reason we've not been speaking recently this year is because he adopted the Bernie Sanders prescription for America. He did that even though he got no mandate for it, a 50-50 Senate and a couple of seat majority in the House, and they couldn't get it through. And the reason they couldn't get it through, the American people are not for all of this. They thought they were electing a moderate. If the president wants to reinvent himself and come back to the middle, we have things to talk about that we can work on together.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here to invest a little time in the day for your future knowledge. Yeah, this is the place to go when you want to know what's ahead. I have those spectacular glasses that look into the future, ladies, right? DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. People in the news, people who are reflecting on Bob Saget's passing. This seems to have, as time goes on, the grief or the expressions of grief seem to be more rather than less. A lot of things piled in. I was aware of him and remember him from some of the things he was in, but I never was really a huge fan of his. But apparently I was in the minority.
He was our TV dad. Like every generation the TV dad. He was our generation's TV dad.
Who would be my generation's TV dad?
I don't know. Who would it be?
George
Washington. Who did you watch on TV?
What George Washington?
I was about to ask Andy Griffith.
You just made your own old joke. So what did you watch on TV growing up? I mean, you guys had TV, right?
Remember I told you about
the
Magic
Carlson
deal
for my mom and my
screen. Yeah. Who are my heroes? I suppose the Lone Ranger was.
No, but like, who was the famous TV dad when you were watching TV?
Was it like Fred McMurray?
Oh, the Beaver guy?
Oh, no, no. Captain Kangaroo.
Leave It to Beaver?
No, Captain Kangaroo.
He wasn't a dad. He was like a weirdo with a puppet.
No, he was the
no.
Was
go
a
back to like
figure.
the family shows.
Father
well, yeah,
knows
like,
best.
Like, yeah, that's
Father
what I'm saying. Fred
best.
McMurray or yeah. It could have been you know any of those kids. He's
Father
kind of
knows best. Guy. Yeah, right. Or Doctor, what's his face? Not Ben Crazy, but there was another guy. It was an actor, a long time vaudevillian actor. What the heck was his name? I can see him. Robert Young. Was the father figure, I guess, much as anything
else. Was Leave It to Beaver on when you were a kid?
No,
it was,
well,
my
later,
mom
yeah.
was had a crush on the Beave.
Really?
So
the Beave.
She met him in an airport in L.A., and she was, like, beside herself.
Bob Saget's wife has been opening up, Jay. What has she said? This is pretty sad. You're talking about tears from Adele because she's not going to have her thing. This is very tearful, I think.
Yeah, Bob Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, opened up about losing him and how she's kind of gotten to that point where she said her body just won't really physically let her cry anymore, at least all day, every day, and it's almost this calmness that comes with it. And she said that the outpouring of love is the silver lining and how everybody who Bob knew and Bob loved, they knew he loved them. Yeah. And she even talked about the very last conversation they had and how he loved to sleep. He loved to sleep in, but whenever he was on the road, he'd get back to his hotel about 2 a.m. and then he'd be on a 6 a.m. flight just to get home as soon as possible so he could be with her again.
Yeah.
And that their last conversation was, she said, I love you dearly, and he said, I love you endlessly, and she was like, I can't wait to see you tomorrow, and it was just all love in the conversation.
Sweet.
Did you guys
That's
see
good.
The video of, and I would imagine that this would be impossible for a recent widow to do, but did you see that John Mayer and Jeff Ross, who's the comedian who was
yes.
one of Saget's best friends, they flew to L.A. to get Bob's car at the airport. He had left his car, you know, parked it while he was away. And
yeah.
so they drove his car home to the house for her. I can't even imagine. It's like little things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just little things like that that you can't even. It's like, oh, his car is there. It just, I can't even. Oh, it just, yeah. Mm. It, this
and
one really hit home with a lot of people losing him like this suddenly.
It seemed like there were so many people that they lost their best friend.
Yeah.
They genuinely, that was their best friend, Bob.
And
it really was such a
but
great guy.
But interesting what the public thinks of celebrity. If people say, oh, he drove his own car to the airport? You know, like, nobody... I'm surprised he found a place to park it, frankly. But, yeah, that kind of stuff is...
Well, hotel staff where he passed away, they were saying that when he checked in, he used his real name, he carried his own bags, there was no entourage around him, it was just him by himself, like any run-of-the-mill guy checking into a hotel.
I would say he had a healthy... Yeah, he had a healthy lock on things under that circumstance. Anybody know what kind of a car it was? Let's see how well...
I don't know. I only saw the video from the inside of the car, so I have no idea.
Pamela Anderson has split from her, let's see, first, second, third, oh, fourth husband.
Is her fifth divorce because she married one of her ex-husbands twice.
Like Larry King.
Now, didn't they? But I could have sworn that there was a story that, like, 8 days after they got married, that they were having second thoughts and that they were
living
in separate
places.
I was surprised that she was still married, to be honest.
A year? Well, I can't believe it's been a year.
She met him because she was stuck at the house, and he was working on the house. He also was her bodyguard, and he was working on the house. That's how she met him. They ended up kind of being quarantined and stuck together with pandemic stuff, and... Within a year, they basically were like, okay, I love you, let's get married. And then they got married Christmas Eve of 2020. And, yeah,
Okay, the renovations are done. You can leave now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right. And that was one of the things she even said. She's like, it's nice to be married to somebody who can actually change a light bulb.
Great.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah.
All right, the latest
rock stars.
From the Gabby Petito reality, this is going to be a reality show at some point in time or a movie. The parents have come to an agreement with Brian Laundrie's family over the property. Why was there any discussion at all?
Well, she was living
there.
She was living there, and so her personal property is what
so
the parents wanted back.
Why would there be any question about that? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, because this laundry family has, they have stonewalled at every possible stage of this entire investigation. They went and, you know, talking about picking up someone else's car. Well, they went and picked up his van and drove that home. And then they knew so much more than what they told. I mean, remember the sister went rogue and said her family was keeping her in the dark and that she believed they knew more than what they were telling the cops. And then when Gabby went missing, then the parents called down to the laundries, hey, have you seen Gabby? Like, why did Brian come back without her? Our daughter's been living with you. There's a trust there. And they wouldn't even take the calls. They wouldn't even talk to them. I mean, these are horrible people. And I hope that they get charged as accomplices because they know a lot more than what they shared with the public. Oh, and then Brian also had $20,000 in a bank account that his parents apparently, like, very quickly rushed to get cleaned a court out. Petition to be the administrators of his estate. So he had $20,000 in the bank, but yet he spent $1,000 of unauthorized charges on Gabby's, on her debit card after she died. So there's so many unanswered questions here still. And his notebook that was found near his body, that's another thing people are hoping that, you know, that there might be some clues there, but I don't know.
Don't hold
your
breath.
The FBI is apparently still investigating.
Mm-hmm. All right, another federal agency, the CIA, has found this week that there was no worldwide campaign behind the so-called Havana syndrome. Remember when the U.S., when they were in the ambassador,
It was the embassy down in Havana, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there were 1,000 more cases, I guess, from other places around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this was a weird
just
story.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, they had headaches and dizziness.
I don't know that I do. I don't believe when the CIA says there's nothing to see here.
Nope.
I just don't believe it. I don't know. I've lost faith, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when it comes to something like that where, like, even just recently, remember it was people on Kamala Harris's plane. Remember some reporters had gotten Havana syndrome? Like, how does that happen? And that kind of, I don't know if you guys remember that. It was about maybe 6 months ago, I guess.
Yeah, wasn't her travel back delayed because of all
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and they said she was okay, but, like, some of the reporters and stuff, like, had some issues on the plane. Like, where did that story go? It seems way too...
Blame 5G.
Odd. Maybe.
Yeah, didn't we talk on the air or off the air about the report on Pope Benedict?
That was off the air. You and I were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out which pope that was, because I was like, wait, is that the current one? But it's not.
No, it's the one
from before, right?
Yeah.
Francis?
Yeah. This guy was probably a pedophile as well, I'm going to guess. He covered up all kinds of abusive behavior by priests.
We don't know that he was a pedophile. I wouldn't go down that road. I know, we don't know, and that's the point. That's why you don't say it. That's a really serious accusation to make. What you can say is that he was complicit in covering it up to try to save face for the Catholic Church, but I don't know if you can call him a pedophile.
Well, I don't mean to offend you as a Catholic.
It's not offending me.
I just find the Catholic Church offensive, just across the board, the way that the hierarchy has handled this stuff. And when I saw this guy, Pope Benedict hide Cardinal Law in the Vatican to keep him from getting arrested. I don't have any.
What year was that? Do you remember?
What year was Law?
Yeah.
late 90s.
On the plane. Oh, okay.
In the late 90s, somewhere in there. Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, when before this Benedict was Pope, he was in Munich, and that's where this new investigation has found that he covered it up and. I don't know.
That was so ingrained in the Catholic Church, is to cover it up and move people around.
Believe
me, you're not getting any defense from me. It was a bad way to do it. We had a priest at our church who was molesting kids, and they just took him out of our parish and they moved him somewhere else. I don't know if he ever got in trouble for it. And it was awful. I mean, I know people closely who were molested by this guy.
My two uncles in Ireland were when they were little boys, and it turned out to be a huge legal case in Ireland. So many people came forward as victims. I mean, the Catholic Church just pays everybody off. Yeah, they each got a couple €100,000. I mean, it's just that's what they do. They just pay everybody off and then hope that people forget.
It's not so much frustrating. It's just that it was so real to me because it was so much a part of what was going on in the Catholic Church in Boston. The environment.
Oh, 100%.
It was pretty
And this
sickening.
is not you know, and it's not even unique to Catholics. I mean, people use religion to prey on particularly young people all the time. Yeah. And it's disgusting. It is.
I think that's one of the reasons I kind of dropped out. I was very involved in religion and stuff as a kid growing up, but I dropped out as I got to college. Even though I loved singing in the choir at church, the messages usually were vapid, and the people. My mother had an affair with a minister of the church where we were going. You know, that kind of stuff. It's just garbage. Garbage in and garbage out, as they say. 46 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Deep breath.
Lai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry. Back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients.
Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All of our heart and soul is into the DJV overview of what's going on, the tech report. That is a tech talk from this past week. Top five items, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the professional announcer on the scene, starting with number five, Ms. Keelan. Mm-hmm. Google and Facebook CEOs. Yeah, this is a great group.
Yep. In
I want to be part
together.
Of this club, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a new report that the Wall Street Journal and Politico did, and this was based on a multi-state antitrust lawsuit led by the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Originally, this was filed in 2020. Now, the allegation is that the chief executives of Facebook and Google personally signed off on a deal that gave Facebook an advantage in Google's online advertising auctions. And so this is a newly unsealed court document. It alleges that the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, and, of course, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, that they were personally involved in approving this ad agreement. And since this lawsuit was filed, Facebook has rebranded its parent company as Meta. Meta is not not listed as a defendant in this case. So that makes me, to me, I always wondered why Facebook rebranded. It felt like at warp speed. It may have been because of this lawsuit to avoid any culpability. So the original lawsuit accused Google of harming competitors by engaging in false, deceptive, or misleading ads while also operating its online ad exchange. So,
Number
four.
So
we'll see where that goes. But it's nothing good for Mark Zuckerberg.
Good. Snapchat. What are the parent company of Snapchat announcing this week?
Snapchat's parent company is called Snap, and so they this week have said that they are working on different things to make drug dealing a lot more difficult for, especially for minors on the app. This was an NBC News investigation that was published in October. It found that Snapchat was linked to the sale of fentanyl-laced pills that killed teenagers and young adults in over a dozen states. So now they're trying to do new algorithms and trying to keep people who are strangers from talking to minors.
Number three... The White House has opened up a new website.
Yeah, so the portal is open to sign up for the free COVID-19 test. And so this was nearly a month after President Biden first announced that Americans would be able to order these rapid at-home tests. They would be free from the government. And so the website launched, and for the most part, it was actually pretty successful. A lot of people, including myself, assumed that the website would crash, but it did not. A few people had some issues. If you live in a multi-family home or an apartment complex, a few people ran into some hiccups. But this is really on the USPS side. That's on the Postal Service. And so the Postal Service said that they're working on it to make sure that those addresses are updated. So if you did try to get the free tests, and it kicked back your address, you can actually go on to the USPS site and let them know, and they should be working that out and smoothing things out.
Number two, Olympic apps.
Yeah, the official Olympic app, which is called the My 2022 app, that is being required to be installed for all the athletes and anyone attending the Winter Games in Beijing. According to the Chinese government, you must have this app installed. However, a new report that came out this week shows major, major security issues with this app. It exposes sensitive data to interception. It can easily be hacked. Lots of problems. And so as a result, a lot of countries are telling their athletes and coaches and journalists, everybody who's there has to have this app. So a lot of countries have come out this week saying, just use a burner phone. Do not use your real phone. And the U.S. Olympic team has basically told everyone participating you should have no expectation of privacy or data security while you're at the Olympics. Once again, I don't know why anyone is going to these Olympics, but this is what you're going to have to endure if you do go.
In fact, the Chinese government is teaching the world, in order to get ahead, you've got to be a cheater. That's basically because they are moving ahead faster than most other societies, and they're all cheat. They cheat, they lie, they steal. That's the way the government works there. So what kind of a lesson is that, would be my question. All right, top's tech story of the week is about 5G and airplanes, and everybody says, oh, you're really too worried about this.
Yes.
Really?
Well, now the FAA has said, as of Thursday night, that 80% of U.S. commercial flights are cleared to perform the low-visibility landings at airports with new 5G services. The FAA approvals will help provide more certainty. A lot of people were afraid of this, inclement weather, but they've now, I would assume by the end of the weekend, we'll be at 100% cleared. They have a whole bunch of Boeing models that are already cleared now, including the 777, 787, and a bunch of Airbus models as well are all cleared.
Oh, thrilling. All right, 59 past the hour, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top tech stories of the week here.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.